All right. Allowing this energy in the air to breathe us as we climb here, as we sit here, as we awaken ancient parts of us. Feel the wind, the breeze, with each breath coming in through your skin, through your cells, into that place in you that is ready. Invite that energy in. Say yes to that distant past, to that beautiful, exciting future, but most importantly, to the here and the now, where you are, who you are, and the family that you're with. Did you spend a lifetime here? Perhaps. Perhaps it comes to you through the energy of the grass and the land. Perhaps in the hidden stars or the new moon of today. Do you know how much there is here for you? And there's nothing you need to do. Only being in this sacred space, in this ancient place that lays along a grid, magnificent grid. And feel what that is coming up from our beautiful Gaia, entering you and giving you her gifts, the gift of this place, this day, and what we do here collectively as energetic beings. And the further energy that is opened and awakened through the message of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Now, for those listening and not here, we are again in England. And it's a place named, currently, Whitehorse. The name is given because of the etching in the ground, which has then been dated thousands of years old. Dear ones, I am not here to create controversy with anything that you've been told. What I would love to do is to enhance potentials beyond what you've been told. And when I say what you've been told, I mean that which you have been listening to today as a group and those who have read about this place. It is a grand place long before the horse. The horse came because of its grandness and some other things, which I may speak of. But we continue the theme of the crystalline grid. This place is so powerful for so many civilizations because they feel something here. And what they feel here is not necessarily one thing. It's a combined feeling that overlaps with itself and creates a serenity, a peace. Now today, it is beautiful. There's not a cloud in the sky. The temperature is wonderful. The sun is out, and there are those who could lay and say, I could be here a very long time. Dear ones, it's not always like this. If you were here in a bitter cold with the mists that were so mysterious for the land, even the rain, I am telling you, you would want to stand for the same reason. You would want to be here for the same reason. There is a mystery that you all will feel at some level And the mystery isn't what happened here. It is, why do I feel something here? I would like to tell you some things that you should know about ancients, to give you a better idea that is an overall view of just about everything you see. In all of the lands of the planet, that you would visit these things, the etchings, the stones, the castles, the churches. There is something that you should know about the ancients. For history builds upon the same places for the same reasons in layers. Some of them even line up together. And you wonder, what is it? In order for you to fully understand the simplicity and the beauty of some of what you see, you have to understand what the ancients truly focused on. A time that you cannot even believe existed, for it does not relate to anything at all in any books, in any photos, in any stories. Thousands of years old, these ancients would settle and concentrate and focus on four things. Only four. You're going to find this all over the planet, even today, with some very old cultures. There's only four things. And they are the following: birth, death, ancestry, and Gaia. And in all of four departments, everything is included that they would build stones for, or shapes for, or ceremonies for. In the birth department, it is a celebration of birth and also the honoring of fertility. In death, it is the ceremony of the passing over, in some cultures, in the expected return and the consolation of those who grieve. In ancestry, the big one, they celebrate the wisdom of those who have passed over. And that's when you build the stones. And that is where the monuments come. Because then you have something physical that you can remember the ancestors' wisdom. And there is always something about the ancestors still being in an area. You're not the first to ask permission of the ancestors to come into the area, which you did. You're not the first to then honor the ancestors as though they were watching you, because all of the ancients did the same thing. It is intuitive with the human being who is an old soul to understand that the energy of the ancestors really never dissipates. It is held firm by the crystalline grid all over the planet. But in certain places, as I've told you, it is amplified. And this is one of them. And that is why some of you will feel what you feel, which is an honoring. It doesn't mean you were here. It doesn't mean you lived here. It doesn't mean you died here. It means that the ancestors recognize you, old soul, in this time on the planet and are saying, good job. We've worked hard and long for this. And that is what is under the grass here. The fourth attribute is Gaia. Now, Gaia encompasses many things, including that which is the weather, food production of those who learn to grow things, the animals and hunting for those who were hunters, and, dear ones, the stars. You might say, well, why does Gaia involve the stars? Dear ones, if you were here on this hill, with the weather like it is at night, with no sun, the sky would light up. And you would see all the dots. You would see the Milky Way. You would see the stars every night. And to them, this was Gaia. It is part of the Earth experience. Today you know that the stars are distant. But to them, they are friends. They mean things. The constellations line up. They draw lines between them. They build things between them. These are the four attributes that have driven everything you see that is ancient even today. When my partner was in Egypt, they used the stars for alignment, pointing to certain places and certain reasons for the same reasons. But that's all they saw. There was an honoring of Gaia there as well. And an according building that they did, very sophisticated, which aligned with the stars. In these four things, you will identify almost everything you see. White horse. When it was constructed, if you want to say that, it looked vastly different than you see today. Can you appreciate thousands of years going by where it was literally abandoned and then celebrated, brought to life again, celebrated again, abandoned again, and then discovered yet again? And each time it was improved. You could see under the grass if you really wanted to. What the really shape was. It was a little different than you see today. Some ask, well, was it really a horse? Indeed, it was an animal. What did it represent and why was it put? I will tell you. And this is controversial, dear ones, for there is no writing to consult. But I was there. Some of you were too. It was fertility. Now, what is the energy of the land that you sit upon? It is rebirthing. It is life. It is one of the four attributes, and that is birth. And that is the overall feeling of this area. And the celebrations that were here through history varied greatly from fertility. And this is the way history is, dear ones, for different cultures and different times. Assign different values to different objects and things. But here, there was always benevolent celebration. There was no war celebration here. There was no amassing for battles here. And part of what you feel is that there was no energy to remember of death and destruction, horror and grief. What you remember is the ancestors and the idea of light and new birth. This is what the ground shouts at you even now. It doesn't go away. Now there's more. Now I'll give you something to ponder. I drop pearls of pondering. All over the planet, there's interested ones who will start drawing lines between things. And they will notice that the lines have symmetry. When we were in the country you call Hungary, we told them of the lines that went to their portal from all over the planet to that which we called the beating rock. And there was a reason for it. And they called the lines ley lines. And so did we. We told you that some of those lines were human consciousness created. Now that would also include the energy lines of the crystalline grid, because the grid remembers consciousness. So you may have what you call ley lines that are ancient and modern at the same time, because many societies have honored them and laid their own memories upon them. But not all the lines are ley lines. Some of them are practical lines. And let me explain this. Now, this is controversial. You are here on the hillside. What if I told you there used to be a river here? You would say, well, that's interesting. It's up in the air, Cryon. How could a river go uphill? Then I would ask you, do you think that the topography you see today is even a bit similar to 4,000 years ago? And you would say, okay, there's probably been some changes. And you'd be right. Dear ones, I want to give you some information. Sometimes the straight lines between objects, between the circles, between fortresses, between churches, even between portals, are natural lines where water is on the surface, called a river. So they would build in straight lines if the river went straight. And if the river curved, you'll find a curve in the line. They're not always straight. And then something happens. But before that, why would they build on the river? Well, dear ones, this is the life force of the planet. It's water. And so you have things built in places where there's water. Now, over time, the rivers go away. But geologists will tell you that in the process of many rivers, they don't go away. They go underground. And so where the rivers were is no longer suitable for rivers. For the earth changes and moves and shifts and diverts the water. But where they used to be, there are reservoirs, created wells, and also literal underground streams that still exist to this day along the same lines as the rivers. And this is why you will find water on many of these lines. It's not a mystery. It's practical lines where rivers used to be. Now, this does not apply to all of them, only some. Can you imagine there is a vast variety of the kind of lines, where they go, where they stop and start? And if they are connected to Gaia and consciousness, they've been created again and again. It's a science that is practical and fascinating at the same time. And it responds literally to that which is in the ground being remembered today for you. None of these things, dear ones, must be figured out. What you do is you ponder them, appreciate them, curious about them, and celebrate what is unknown. Because even the unknown brings peace. Dear spirit, you might say, I don't understand you at all. But what I know is that I'm fine with all of it. I walk in tomorrow not understanding it at all, but I know that I'm cared for, that the ancestors are here, and that I'm a wise old soul on this planet, participating today in what used to be, for I am one with everything. Finally, I say this. Of the four things that the ancients focused on, let me ask you finally, which one was religion? And the answer is all of them together. They did not have a belief system. They did not develop things around that which was a statue or a prophet or a human. Those who study spiritual things will go back in time and say, well, they were all pagans. Look, they worship rocks. Look, they hugged the tree. Dear ones, they were one with all, birth, death, ancestry, Gaia. They didn't have a religion. They had God. They had a creator that they knew and could see in the stars. and all four of their focuses honored this creator. They were not pagans. They did not worship the stones. This is the ignorance of those who would be a modern day philosopher and archaeology, using their own ideas of their own culture and pasting them onto a more sufficient and elegant and mature culture than they ever knew. One with everything. Today you're not. You are starting to understand and replace that now with a maturity and elegance that you might even feel in the ground. That's what they had here. That's what they understood here. And that is what you are starting to recapture here. Let the ancestors celebrate your presence today, and may you feel it. And so it is.